Welcome to Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy's Wellness Minute. I'm the Fat Guy, Lee Cantor. Today, Dr. Adam Schaffer and I give the skinny on wellness, health, diet, exercise, and weight loss. Isn't that right, Doctor?
That's right, Lee. Today, we're going to give you the recipe for the Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy roasted vegetable soup.
I love soup. This is a great time of year to be eating soup every day.
Why does it have to be the time of the year? Why can't
if it's
every
hot,
day?
You don't want to drink something hot.
But what about if you get in the air conditioning? Get it like really
crank
cold.
Up your AC in the summer and then
and have
make soup year round.
Right. And call it winter
That's
soup.
That's the lesson we're learning here.
You're right. But soup, this is a great time of the year, especially when it's cold out, to go for soup. And here's a great recipe for it. Now, what you can do is you can take a bunch of carrots, 3-4 carrots. You can take some butternut squash. Make sure you peel it and you seed it. And take some sweet potatoes, you know, 1, 2, cut them into about an inch chunks of, or pieces of them. You want to get some sweet onions as well and a little bit of olive oil.
Tomatoes?
No tomatoes.
Why not?
No, you don't want to do that. And also you want to get some chicken broth or some vegetable broth. Either way, about 5 cups of that. And what you can do is you're going to preheat the oven. You're going to put all those wonderful vegetables and you're going to stick them in the oven. You're going to keep them there about 400 to 425 in terms of the temperature. And you're going to roast them for about 40 to 50 minutes, Lee.
Really?
40
that
to 50
long.
Minutes.
That's a long
keep
time.
Them in there. Keep them in there. Then here's the kicker. What you're going to do is once you've taken all that your vegetables and you cook them, you let them cool and you stick them in the food processor. And you put a little bit of that broth in there as well until it becomes a nice, smooth consistency. And you're gonna have a wonderful, wonderful soup. Now, here's the thing that that's like a puree soup. What I recommend also is doing this. Take that soup and make it, but also save some of the...
I know. You like to make it a wrap.
No.
Somehow this can turn into
no,
a wrap in
it's
a
not
tortilla.
A wrap. No, but save some of the roasted vegetables in their in their free
whole,
form, in their
right.
whole form, and stick them in the soup that way, too.
Yeah.
Because that's
what people really like.
Right.
You
they
don't
want
like it pureed.
Hearty. They want it hearty. What, they want it they
pure,
want thick.
Only old people like pureed soup.
Really?
Yeah.
Or people who have their teeth that are degrading.
Right.
Yes. So that's a great recipe. We got Thanksgiving coming around the corner. You may want to even use that one for Thanksgiving.
Remember, Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy, your source for what's true and what's too good to be true in health and wellness. Check us out online at drfitnessandthefatguy.com for inspiration, education, and motivation. Until next time, keep well.